Value investing, as practiced by Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger, is one of the most respected and successful approaches to building long-term wealth. At its core, value investing means buying ownership stakes in businesses at prices that are below their true worth, then holding those businesses for long periods while value compounds. Buffett and Munger treated investing as a disciplined process of rational decision-making, not as a game of predictions, hype, or fast trading. Their philosophy was built on patience, deep understanding, and the belief that the stock market is ultimately a marketplace for real businesses, not just a casino for short-term bets. A central distinction in their teaching is the difference between investing and speculation. Investing is rooted in analysis and ownership. When Buffett buys a stock, he sees it as buying a portion of a business that produces cash flow, has competitive strengths, and can grow over time. Speculation, by contrast, is driven mainly by price movement and emotion. Speculators often buy because they believe someone else will pay more later, not because they understand the underlying value. Investing is about what a business is worth. Speculation is about what the market might do next week. Buffett's most famous concept is buying a great business at a fair price rather than a fair business at a great price. Early value investing, influenced by Benjamin Graham, focused heavily on cheapness, buying companies trading below liquidation value or at extremely low multiples. Buffett evolved that approach with Munger's influence, emphasizing quality. They looked for businesses with durable economic moats, meaning advantages that protect profits over time, strong brands, network effects, customer loyalty, cost advantages, or regulatory barriers. They favored companies with consistent earnings, excellent management, and the ability to reinvest profits at high returns. Another key principle is the margin of safety. This means buying with enough of a discount that even if your analysis is slightly wrong, you still have protection. The margin of safety reduces risk and increases the probability of long-term success. This is why Buffett often holds cash when he can't find attractive opportunities. He refuses to force a purchase simply to stay active. For value investors, doing nothing is sometimes the smartest move. Compared to value investing, other strategies often focus more on short-term market behavior. Technical analysis attempts to predict price movements based on chart patterns, volume, and historical trends. Momentum investing focuses on buying assets that are already rising, hoping the trend continues. These methods can work in certain environments, and some investors have succeeded with them, but they require constant monitoring and can be more sensitive to market psychology. Value investing, by contrast, is built for durability. It relies less on predicting the crowd and more on understanding business fundamentals. Buffett and Munger also emphasize temperament over intelligence. Many people can learn valuation formulas, but fewer people can stay calm when prices swing wildly. Value investing requires emotional discipline. Buying when others are fearful, holding when the market is noisy, and ignoring the pressure to chase trends. It demands long-term thinking in a world that rewards short-term excitement. The willingness to be patient, endure boredom, and wait for the right opportunity is a competitive advantage. Ultimately, value investing is a philosophy of rational ownership. It treats stocks as pieces of businesses, not lottery tickets. It focuses on intrinsic value, competitive advantages, and time. Buffett and Munger proved that wealth can be built not by constant activity, but by a few excellent decisions made carefully and held for decades. Their success shows that investing is not about being the fastest. It's about being the most disciplined, the most patient, and the most committed to reality.